الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ذو العزة والجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عبده ورسوله صفيه وخليله حبيبه ومصطفى بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته اللهم صل وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين إذا كان السماح إليك يعزى فحاشا بالذي قربت أجزى وذا فقري إليك أراه كنزا ومما زادني شرفا وعزا وكدت بأخمصي أطأ الثريا على مأمول رحمتك اعتمادي دعاني للجراءة والتمادي وأطمعني الرجا بك لاعتقادي دخولي تحت قولك يا عبادي وأن سيرت أحمد لي نبيا اللهم صل وسلم عليه. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, whom the Lord is the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the entire universe, whom their messenger is the most elevated mankind and the best of human being, Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, whom their book is the Holy Quran, free from all sorts of corruption and shortcoming, whom their religion is the best faith chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam, I salute you all with great regard and respect, with an Islamic greeting that has come as a gift to us from the Lord of the seven heavens, the greetings of peace, mercy, and blessings, the greetings of the people of paradise, tahiyyatuhum fiha salam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his countless bounties and blessings subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has showered on us each and everything that we desire. Whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every ni'mah that is with you, it doesn't belong to you. It is not as a result of your hard work, but it is just a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessing, whatever bounty, whatever ni'mah you have, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the believer, the true believer, should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that all his messengers were always thankful to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering that all these blessings are from him, and they thank him, and that too sincerely. A thanksgiving that comes from deep of your heart. You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for more. But the disbelievers, they think that the ni'mah they have is because of their hard work, it's because of their knowledge, it's because of what they have done. They don't forget, or they don't understand or forget that each and everything comes only from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam in the Holy Quran, and he says, فَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Worship your Lord and be among those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thanksgiving. Those who appreciate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are always thankful to their Lord, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ وَتَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُ. The best ni'mah we have is the ni'mah to Islam wal Iman, the blessing of Islam. Believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this ni'mah. And many of his creation have not been blessed with this beautiful blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of the mankind have not been blessed with this great ni'mah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ni'mah. He has given it to you. And that too without you asking for that ni'mah. It is just a blessing from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ni'mah was not given to those who were dear and near to the best of mankind, the prophets. The relatives of the prophets were not granted this ni'mah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you this ni'mah. An example, Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He's the chosen one by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of mankind. He loved his uncle Abu Talib so much. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant Islam to Abu Talib, the uncle of Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. But he gave you that ni'mah. He blessed you with that ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you something which was not given to the relatives of the prophets. Then that tells you that you should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a dear heart, with a sincere heart, and you give a lot of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him to give you steadfastness in this faith, to make you stick to this religion till you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to pray to Allah. And among his applications were that he used to say, Allahumma ya muqallib al-quluba, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Make this religion be in my heart. Make you meet you when I am a Muslim. A true believer in you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the biggest ni'mah we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ni'matul Islam wal iman. You should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you live as a Muslim. And if your day comes, you die as a Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all of us that. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi to spread this noble faith that is Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed Quran so that it might be a guidance for the mankind in general, not only the Muslims. This Quran is for everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas. He doesn't say, Ayyuhal ladhina amanu. He doesn't say, oh you who believe. He says, oh mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, in general. Qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. An evidence has come to you from your Lord that proves that there is none to be worshipped but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qad ja'akum burhanum min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina. And we have revealed a clear light to all of you so that you may stick to it. You might adhere to the Quran. Follow the rules and regulations stated therein. Follow the Quran the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow it. Do not deviate from the Quran. Do not take another path. Just treat the path of the holy book. And with that you will get eternal bliss and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the holy book what the Prophet will say on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us in the Holy Book that the Messenger, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, will talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will be complaining about his people. Why? They have deserted the Quran. They have neglected the Quran. They are far away from the Quran. They don't stick to the teachings of the Quran. And that will be the talk of our day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the messenger will say, Oh my Lord, my people have deserted this Quran. They have left the Quran alone. They don't follow the teachings of the Quran. They don't enact that which is contained in the Quran. Their daily life is far away from the Quran. They claim to be Muslims, but they are far away from the book of Islam, and that is the noble and holy Quran. اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. They have deserted the Quran. If you today keenly observe the lives of the Muslims, you will certainly get to know the reality of this complaint. You will certainly get to know the truth in this complaint. You look at the Muslims, far away from the Quran. far away from the things of the Quran. Their actions, far away from the Quran. Whatever they engage in is just might be opposite to the Quran sometimes. A culture might be better than the Quran. What we have done and created by our own self might be better than the Quran sometimes, according to us. When the reality is that the Quran should be before everything. We should put the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ahead of each and everything. The Quran should rule us, and we should not rule the Quran. We should follow the Quran, and we should not throw it behind our backs. How can we throw away the Quran? How can we desert the Quran? And it is the best revelation that has ever come to mankind from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Quran surely guides to that which is most right and most just. You will never get justice in anywhere other than the Quran. You will never get anything better than the Quran. Everything right is contained in the Quran. Everything just and about justice is contained in the Quran. It will just lead you to the best and never to the bad or to the worst. هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. We are reading the sayings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the best statement and narration that has ever come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitaban mutashabiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the best statement. There is no statement better than the Quran. There is no narration which is better than the Quran. It is the best of all. In fact, it is the bureau of standard for all the revelations that have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدِيهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. We have revealed the book to you. It testifies that which is contained in the earlier books, in the Torah, and the Injil, and the Zabur, which are given to the earlier messengers. It testifies the truth that is contained in them. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And it is a witness upon all those books. It testifies the truth that is contained in those books, and it falsifies everything false that may have been added by mankind to those books. We don't need to know how noble the Quran is. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us clearly that He has revealed it and He will safeguard it. The security of the other earlier books was in the hands of those whom they were revealed to. They added and subtracted according to their wishes and willings. But this Quran is being taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was revealed more than 1,400 years ago. It is the same one. It is the same one. No one can produce a like of the Quran. No one can bring something like the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَيْنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. If the jinn and the mankind gather together so that they may produce a like of the Quran, not the Quran, but something like the Quran, they will never produce it, even if they are helpers to each other. Even if they help each other so as to produce something like the Quran, not even exactly, but something like the Quran, they can never produce. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has revealed it, and it's Him subhanahu wa ta'ala who will safeguard it. Nothing can be added and nothing can be subtracted, and no alteration or change can be made to the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Very clear. We are the ones who have revealed the Quran, and we will surely safeguard the Quran. You know of attempts which were made to try and change and alter the Quran. Were they successful? They were never successful. They were all in vain. All those attempts were in vain, because the security of this book is in the hands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the entire universe. And who can be more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be subtracted. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love someone, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. When you love someone so much, and a letter comes to you from that person, how do you treat that letter? You love the letter so much. You take care of that letter. You may read several times that which has come from the person you love. How about we have the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The exact words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَ حَدٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if one of the polytheists, the non-believers, the mushrikeen, seeks protection from you, then protect him. Till when? حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Till he gets to hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That clearly testifies that the Quran, without any doubt, is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That alone is enough to prove how noble and precious this book is. It is the word of our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala that is enough to show us the dignity of this beautiful book that we have with us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. He is encouraging us to read the Quran. He is encouraging us to stick to the Quran. He is encouraging us, salatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, to have a close relationship with the Quran. He says, a section of people do not gather in a house among the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the Quran, teaching the Quran to themselves, revising the Quran. If they do that, then the angels will descend on them. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend on them. Why? Not because they are talking about worldly issues. No. They are reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, Inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala, among the ways of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to respect the one who has memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to respect the one who is carrying the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is having the Quran in his heart. It is stored in there. By respecting him, you are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he has memorized the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has with him the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Then by respecting him, you are glorifying your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then how comes we can desire such a good book? Such a huge gift that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim al-Juzi'i alayhi rahmatullahi, in his book Al-Fawaid, he tries to give us the ways in which a person can desert the Quran. When can we say that this person has deserted the Quran? And what are the modes and ways of deserting and neglecting the Quran? He says the first method is hajrul imani bihi wal istima'i ilayhi. You desert the Quran by not believing in the Quran. You do not believe in the Quran. You turn away from the Quran. You turn your back to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to those who are given the book before us, Ahlul Kitab. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina utul kitaba. آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا لما معكم من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت. O ye whom the book was given to, believing that which we have revealed, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ, it testifies the truth that is with you already. Believing this holy book that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا. Look at the warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا. Before we efface faces and we make them like the back of the neck, without mouths, eyes, noses, blank face, plain face, like the back of the neck. Before we do that to you, before you attain such a punishment from us, believe in this book. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ. Or we cast them the way we cast the Sabbath breakers. Before you receive a curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before your faces are effaced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in this book. For it is the reality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubting that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says to him, فَإِنْ كُنْتَ فِي شَكٍ مِمَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ فَاسْأَلِ الَّذِينَ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. If you are in doubt of that which we have revealed to you, if any doubt strikes you, just ask those who read the books before it. The reality has come. The truth has come to you from your Lord, O Muhammad, salatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. لَقَدْ جَاءَكَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Do not be among those who doubt the truth that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not be among those who disbelieve in this book. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. If you're disbelieving it, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then you will be among the losers. You will lose if you disbelieve in this book. It is the reality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah orders us all to believe in this book, and he says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Believing this book. Believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing His Messenger, believing the light that has come down to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person deserts the Quran by not believing in the Quran, then hellfire will be his promised place. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُ. Whoever disbelieves in the Quran among the sects of the Jews and the Christians and the other polytheists, then فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُ, the hellfire will be their promised meeting place. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, it is the reality from Allah. It is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has confirmed to us that if this book is not the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then produce something like the Quran. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِ, bring a chapter like the Quran. Even as short as Surah Al-Asr, bring something like the Quran. You cannot bring something like the Quran. Produce even a verse like the Quran. You cannot produce a verse like the Quran. Then where does it come from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically. That clearly proves that it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if it was from anyone apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and every person could have produced his own Quran. And you could say, this is the Quran. This is the true Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore orders us all to believe in the Quran and to listen to the Quran as well. The other means of deserting the Quran is by not listening to the Quran. Ask yourself, when was the last time you listened to the Quran? Just listening, without reading, without listening to the tafsir interpretation of the Quran, just listening to the Quran. When was the last time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us and wants us to listen to the Quran. By listening to the Quran, you will be absorbed and digest the hidden secrets in this noble book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. When the Quran is read, when it is recited, listen to the Quran in silence. Do not be busy in something other than the Quran. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. Listen to the Quran and be silent. What is after that? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that you may attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to attain the mercy of Allah, and each and every person who is in this masjid today loves the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to attain the mercy of Allah, rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then listen to the Quran. The disbelievers used to make people not to listen to the Quran. They tried to create a barrier between them and the Quran. They try to make them busy from listening to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. The disbelievers say, do not listen to the Quran. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. And yell, scream when the Quran is being read, so that you might not get to hear the Quran. They are running away from listening to the Quran, and we have been ordered to listen to the Quran so that we can have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the jinn, when they heard the recitation of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they listened. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. And when we sent a group of the jinn to you, when they came, they listened to the Quran in silence. After listening to the Quran, listening is one of the ways of, or one of the fastest ways of absorbing the meaning and understanding the reality. Immediately they heard the Quran, they believed in this Quran, and they went to their people warning them and asking them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they have listened to the Quran. They have absorbed the meanings of the Quran. They have digested the meaning of the Quran. And it's not necessary for you to know the meanings so that you can get carried away by the Quran or affected by the Quran. People who don't know to the meanings of the Quran listen to the Quran and they react to what, to that which they are hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And when they listen or hear that which has been revealed to the Messenger of Allah, the Christians, when they hear, they are not Muslims. They may not understand the language in which the Quran was revealed, but just by hearing to the Quran, تَفِيضُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَرَى عُيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مَا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Tears overflow their eyes. The tears descend down from the eyes over their chin. They do not understand this, but they are affected by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the first way of deserting the Quran is by not believing in the Quran and not listening to the Quran. The second way in which a person can desert the Quran is hajrul amali bihi, deserting the Quran by not enacting or acting according to the Quran, by not following the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. If a guidance comes to you from me, whomsoever follows that guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never be led astray and be distressed as well. He will never, neither be led astray nor be distressed. Why? Because he has followed the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. The verse after that, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. And whomsoever turns away from the reminder that has come to you from me, the reminder that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for him will be a life full of hardships. You will see someone under stress all the time, in problems all the time. He doesn't know the solution to the problems. The solution is that you are far away from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are far away from the reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Far away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you turn to the Quran and not turn away from the Quran, then all your problems will get solved. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. What do we understand from that? If a person who turns away from the Quran will have life full of hardships, then the one who sticks to the Quran will have life full of luxuries. Why? Because he has turned to Allah and not away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever you need in this world and in the hereafter is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one who can grant you that. He is the only one who can give you that. So if you turn away from the king, the owner of everything, then how do you expect to get something? You cannot get. But by turning to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, relenting and refracting in front of Allah and repenting to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, sticking to the book that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get each and every good thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and he's given a commandment from his Lord. اتَّبِعْ مَا وُحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Follow that which has been revealed to you from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us all to follow the Quran and to act according to the Quran. اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Follow that has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the book that has been revealed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. O people, I'm just a human being like you. And the messenger of my Lord may come to me anytime and I might accept the call. That is the angel of death. He might come anytime to me and I will accept the call of my Lord. I will submit myself. My time will get over and I will die the way you are all going to die. إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمْ. Then know that I am going to leave behind with you two classes. Two good things you should stick to them. One of them is Kitabullah fihi al-huda wal-nur. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I die, I will leave with you the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, there is guidance and light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخُذُوهُ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. Take the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhere and stick to the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says in another hadith, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, taraktu fiikum ma in tamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'di. I have left with you, after my death, I have left with you two things. If you stick to them, you will never be led astray. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tradition of the Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Yaqulu Abdul Rahman ibn Sulami, one of the pioneers of this faith, Salafi Adil Ummah, he says, those who used to teach us the Quran, the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to teach us the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Uthman ibn Affan, and the others. He is saying whenever they used to teach us the Quran, they used to tell us that we learned this Quran from the Prophet salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. And whenever we learn and we get to know even 10 verses, only 10 verses of the Quran from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we do not add another verse. We do not learn another verse till we act on these 10 verses. Only 10 verses. They learn the 10 verses. They act on these 10 verses and then they proceed like that. فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَالْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ جَمِيعًا. And in that process, we have learned the Qur'an, the knowledge contained in the Qur'an, and how to act according to the Qur'an. So we should not just adorn this book and love it without acting on the Qur'an. The true love for the Qur'an is acting according to the Qur'an. That is the true love for the Qur'an. So the second way of deserting the Qur'an is deserting the Qur'an by not acting according to the Qur'an. The other method is hajru tilawatihi. You desert the Qur'an by not reading the Qur'an. You don't have a close relationship with the Qur'an. Ask yourself, when was the last time you started the Qur'an from Fatiha and you completed up to Surah An-Nas? I think the time when you will see all Muslims engaged in reading the Qur'an is only at the month of Ramadan. As if the Qur'an should be read only in Ramadan. In the other 11 months of the year, you might not find anybody reading the Qur'an. But in the month of Ramadan, everyone has a high spirit. Everyone is alert. Everyone is working hard. Everyone wants to read the Qur'an. Everyone wants to finish the Qur'an. Ramadan is over. We bury the Qur'an with the going of Ramadan. Ask yourself, Ramadan has already gone. Many months have come and gone after Ramadan. How many times have you completed the Qur'an? How many times have you read the Qur'an and completed it? How is your relationship with the Qur'an? Abdullah ibn Saud says, if someone wants to know if Allah loves him or not, then he should look at his relationship with the Qur'an. If he's close to the Qur'an, then Allah loves him. If he's far away from the Qur'an, then it is the opposite. I cannot say Allah hates him, but it is the opposite. Look at your relationship with the Qur'an. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered by Allah to read the Qur'an. اُتْلُ مَا وُحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Recite and read that which has been revealed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Those who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they perform the 5 daily prayers. They are spending charity, that which has been given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورٍ. They are waiting for profits of a business which will never perish. And that is paradise. The profit they will earn by reading the Quran is going to paradise and earning the mercy and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever you read a letter from the Quran, you will get 10 rewards. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I will not say ألف لام ميم is a letter. But ألف, a letter on its own, 10. Lam the same, ميم the same. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies as much as he wishes subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other mode of deserting the Quran therefore is not reading the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that even those who believe among the people who are given the book, those who convert to Islam, the Jews and the Christians, they read the Quran. They read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have been asked all to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By reading it, we earn the pleasure of Allah. By reading it, we get the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when in the day of judgment, the Prophet alayhi salam says, the one who has something of the Quran in his heart, when he enters paradise, he will be told, read. And your final place is the final verse of the Quran you will read. That will be your final place in heaven, in paradise. You should not desert the Quran, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Act according to the Quran. Believe in the Quran. Read the Quran. Have a close relationship with the Quran. And by that you'll be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not read the Quran only for the sake of a purpose. If you get it, then that is done. Read the Quran so that you may attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the Quran and treat the Quran with all your heart diseases. It's a treatment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. The Quran is surely a guidance and a treatment for those who believe in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ رَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We reveal down from the Quran that which is treatment, a healing and a mercy to the believers. You should believe in that. We have a lot of diseases in our hearts. Hatred, pride, and many, many other diseases. Hasad, name them. No doctor can treat those diseases. The doctor may treat the disease which are affected. You get infected on your body and something like that. But if your heart's affected, then no doctor can treat it. Only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Act according to the teachings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will get treated and get saved from the hell of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I conclude the talk by saying, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has left us. He is not with us today. Is he? He's not with us. He has died, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. We all love Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. If you love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, love what he loved, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. One day he was with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and he said, oh Abdullah, recite the Quran so that I may get to hear it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, will I read the Quran on you? And it was revealed on you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I read? You already have it with you. He said, إِنِّ أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ. I love to hear the Quran from any other person apart from myself. I read it. I pray at night with the Quran and so on. But I like to hear it from someone else. So recite the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud read on the Prophet alayhi wasallam Surah An-Nisa. He says, when I came to the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. How will it be if we get a witness from every generation and you become a witness over your people? How will the situation be on that day when you will bear witness against them? He said, I turned to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he was fooling tears, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. He loved to hear the Quran from someone else. He loved to read the Quran. He loved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Love what he loved, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب وصلى الله على محمد وصحبه وآله والحمد لله رب العالمين.